Hi, I'm Megan Segura.
And I'm Eric J. Mack.
And this is The Daily Dish, Bravo's official podcast.
This week on Below Deck Mediterranean, the charter season came to an end with Rob questioning his future. Does he do the crossing or is he off to Bali with Jess?
On the exclusive BravoTV.com Below Deck Med after show, Rob and Jess broke down their time in Bali together after the show and how they ultimately both destroyed the relationship in the end, with Rob saying his inability to trust played a part.
A teary-eyed Jess revealed that she thought she would marry Rob one day, and Rob said it hurts quite a bit to watch their happy moments together play back on the show.
And remember, some of the voices you'll hear beyond the crew members are Below Deck Med executive producer Nadine Rajabi and our very own podcast guest, Josh Brown, VP of Bravo's current production.
AKA the people who know all the secrets.
Let's take a listen.
Despite all the back and forth, you and Rob did make it to Bali.
Ubud. Yeah, we met up and Rob and I, we ended up going, he made it to Bali after a few cold feet moments, even after the show. There were two more cold feet moments, but he went.
It was amazing. It was beautiful. Got to see a different side of Jess, and you know, we could just relax and be free and in each other's space, and then, you know, back to reality where things came back and it just didn't work out.
How come it didn't work out in the end?
I don't really want to talk about it.
You don't want to talk about it?
No, I have too much respect for her and myself. I don't really want to.
So what happened after Bali?
Well, I mean, I think in total, Rob and I were together for about 6 months in a serious relationship and basically together every day. It was definitely a roller coaster with him. You know, I've never felt that sort of affection and attention and love. And then also the polar opposite. So it was a roller coaster.
Yeah.
It didn't end on the best note, and we're still not in the best place, and it just keeps seeming to build my disappointment for somebody that I truly, really cared about and loved and thought that I was gonna marry and spend the rest of my life with. So to go from that to just continually finding out things new every single day is something that's really hard for me and disappointing. And that's it before I start crying.
Rob, can I ask you a question? I'm sorry if we're gonna get off. Like, when you see moments with you and Jess, when you guys see the good right now, like, does that affect you or not? Like, watching it now, kind of what happened?
Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
It hurts. It hurts me like quite a bit, you know, because at the end of the day, like, we both kind of pushed each other away out of the relationship. We both kind of like fought and like we understood each other's triggers. We understood how to like hurt each other, and like ultimately at the end, like, we both destroyed the relationship.
Yeah.
What's it like seeing this relationship play back? You don't have to talk about it if you don't want to.
Yeah, it's not helpful. The show's not helpful watching it. Give me a second. Hold on.
I'll take ownership of my actions. Like, I know that I showed up and I ruined a lot of the relationship through my inability to trust and kind of make sense of things. So I take ownership of that. And when I look at it now, it's bad, bro. Like, I still love her. I still really love who she is as a person. Like, she'll always have like a really big part in my heart, you know.
So would you ever reconnect or no? Or do you know it's too toxic at the end that you wouldn't want to go through that again?
You know, the problem is, like, we both know each other, like, we both know how to hurt each other and like trigger each other. If we could kind of address that and like take ownership of the fact that we both kind of created the mess at the end of the day and not use that.
Maybe. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Sorry for the questions. I was curious.
I do love it, though. It's So I can't.
Yeah.
Don't make me sad, bro.
Hey, I love you.
I love you too, bro.
Yeah. It's sorry, Bugsy.
No.
I was trying to pull it together, but I couldn't stop. I was like, God damn it. Bugsy's like, what the f- is going on?
I just feel like I wasn't even on the boat this season. I'm like, wait, what? Like, what has gone wrong? And I'm still very confused. But...
Sorry. I'm sorry, Bugsy. We can have a phone call, Bugsy.
Jess, Rob drops a huge bomb on you and tells you that he's going to do the crossing.
I was blindsided for sure.
I need to have space away from this. I'm going to do the crossing. I need to do this for myself.
It's not about doing it for yourself.
No, it is.
You're
actually
running.
No, I'm not. I'm telling you what I need. Say what you want to say. Do it.
No.
Do it.
It's amazing.
No, do it. Do it.
You want to...
Be more, no, be more
damaging.
You want
to uncover, it's not more damaging. You were damaging to me.
I had just started getting excited. And now all of a sudden, he has to do some crossing that came out of the middle of nowhere.
There was a lot of back and forth with that. I was considering it based on how I was feeling and how, like, it was a little bit, all the arguments and stuff.
I am so sorry that you were so involved in that conversation.
Why are you shouting at me?
I'm not.
You are. Do you feel threatened or something?
I don't give a I wish. You wanna play these games? Go. I hope you're f***ing happy. It's a bunch of
so
thank you.
So
you're like my mom. It doesn't matter what I do. It's not enough. It's not good enough. And it will never make you happy. And you will always find the fault in it. So I am sorry.
Okay. So I'm gonna stay and then you can go to Bali.
I didn't really want to be involved in that, you know. I wanted to, I was gonna honor myself and do the Atlantic crossing.
It felt unnecessary, and I just didn't understand it. I didn't understand why. I didn't understand anything with that whole scenario, and was really frustrated and upset and hurt and disappointed.
Please don't commit to the crossing.
I have a ticket to Bali. I have 2 days to decide.
Please don't f-ing run from this.
It almost felt like an I told you so type of thing.
We honestly didn't know until the second that he stepped on that plane what he was doing. Like, even like the night before, he was like, I'm doing the crossing. Then at like 3 a.m., he's getting on the plane. I was just like, whichever one you do, just decide.
I had a beer with him later on, I think after everything had finished, and he was still asking me what he should do. Like, we're leaving for the airport now.
He's probably asking the cab driver, like, so do you think I should go to the airport?
Which one did he?
He did go to Bali.
He's still deciding.
Yeah, he's still deciding.
The ladies from the final charter show up to the club that the crew was at on the last night out.
Oh, that was so annoying.
That was weird.
Yeah, that was weird, hey?
You know what? I didn't like that. You know, it's the end of the season. The last people I want to see are the charter guests.
The thing is, they were all really lovely. Like, I thought that they were a really fun charter, but they're cool charter guests at the time because you're in a work situation, and that doesn't mean that you want to, like, go and spend time with them when you finally finish that work.
Like, the last people you want to see is the people you just kicked off the boat. You're like... No, they're like, oh my God, it's so good to see you again. And it's like, no, it's not. And then, like, I don't know. I think Jess was thinking like Rob was flirting or, yeah.
Like, that's f***ing bull.
What's up?
I feel like I had never been so disrespected before in my life by somebody, so.
Was that to do with Rob or to do with the charter guest?
The actual charter guest and Rob.
Yeah, I was like completely unaware that that even happened, like completely oblivious.
Yeah, she was like bringing guys to me, like, and I was like, I'm in a relationship with Rob. And then went over there to like completely get in his face.
I just can't believe you're
so cool. So do you. That's why we connect. You have a thing on your lip here. Why are you being naughty?
I'm not being naughty.
You are. I respect that.
Did things get flirty between you and one of the charter guests at the club?
No, all that I was talking about with Hannah was about Jessica and what the fuck I should do. And like, it was perceived in a whole different way. And I hope that they show that on the show. Like, you know, she got really upset at me and I tried to tell her that it was, I was talking about you the whole time and didn't believe it. So
that was probably the worst night of the whole entire season for me. I was absolutely devastated and hurt and disgusted all in the same night. So I can't wait to see this episode. This Charter is probably my least favorite out of everybody.
Wow. That's a bit cool.
I feel for Jess, you know, like I get where she's coming from. She's in this roller coaster. She is really into a guy. It's hard not to get jealous when, especially Charter guests, you know, you're like, so this Charter guest is hanging all over Rob and he's giving them attention. That's hard. And I get where Jess is coming from. Like, it can be hard sometimes to not let it get into your head.
Jess just wanted the attention herself. It's not that she was super jealous that someone else was getting it. It's just that she wanted it herself.
There was a moment where, you know, Jess was complaining about Rob and I like look over and Tom's like surrounded by women, like talking about his food. And it's like, you know, Jess, my boyfriend is a chef and women love men that can cook. Like, I hear you. But we're human and you're going to talk to the opposite sex. So, yeah.
So we hear that Malia farts in an elevator.
And it smells like fart.
Oh, come on. Who's farting?
Oh, me.
Oh, my. Oh, for f***ing sake. Dude, that's mental. Come on.
No, I did.
We're leaving dinner. We're waiting for an elevator. Half of us are waiting. Half already left. And someone farts. We're like, oh, and it smells so bad. And like, at first, I think the blame was on me. And Malia starts dying laughing. I think Tom goes, that was you. And we start bursting out laughing. It was the worst smelling fart I've ever witnessed in my life. It was so funny. And we're like, yeah, we gotta get out of this elevator.
No, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it.
Plan B, that was bad.
The camera crew was in the elevator and everyone's just trying to keep a straight face. And then we all had to run out of the elevator because it smelled so bad and everyone was like crying, laughing. And I was like, I'm so sorry. I tried to like not say anything, but it smelled so bad and I just had to own it.
Does anyone have a fresh pair of underwear?
You need Febreze.
I don't know why I was shocked. I wasn't surprised at all.
Yeah.
I wanted to kind of like suggest that this is the first time it's ever happened. I'm so shocked when in actual fact it's like every 10 minutes.
I'm just a really gassy individual, yeah. I thought it was just going to be like silent and not smell, but I was wrong.
No. Nope.
Not my classiest moment.
As many of you know, there is a major election this year.
And this year, it's not election day, it's voting season.
Coronavirus restrictions and other complications are causing many people to change their voting plans this election. Have you come up with a plan to make sure your vote counts?
Go to nbcnews.com/planyourvote to check out your state's voting rules and plan your vote with a state-by-state guide. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 9. And remember, watching Bravo isn't a guilty pleasure.
It's self-care.
Guys, let's keep the conversation going. We want to talk to you all week long. You can find us on Instagram at Bravo Daily Dish.
And on Twitter at Bravo TV. Just don't forget to use the hashtag Bravo Daily Dish.
Or reach out to us personally. I'm everywhere at Meg Segura.
And I'm everywhere at Eric J. Mack. That's E-R-I-K.
And if you're on Facebook, join the Daily Dish Facebook group.
You can post about what you're watching, your favorite shows, who's your favorite housewife, ask a question, start some drama. There's a lot of good stuff in there, so check it out.
You can also learn more about the podcast at bravotv.com.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Looking fine, and I got my girls with me. With the boys at the table getting tipsy, missing.